It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Casey Hopes, Carbon County Commissioner, and Rose Barnes, the HR Director for Carbon County. We're going to talk about an event that is coming up. It is the 11th annual Carbon County Employees Fundraiser. Casey, Rose, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
It's great to be here.
Anytime you want to come in, we'll talk. I have no problem with that at all.
Okay.
This is good stuff. This is good stuff, especially this event right here. And Rose, we're going to start with you. This is the Carbon County Employees Fundraiser. It really began as the Mike Ballard Golf Tournament, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
So let's talk about how that golf tournament came around, and then how you guys decided, you know what, this is such a great thing, we're going to keep it. So let's talk about where we've come from.
Okay. Initially, Linda Ballard was working for our special service district within the county. And that winter, Mike, her husband, had slipped and fallen on the ice and was in the hospital for several months before he passed away. Well, we were just talking about doing a small golf tournament for county employees. And I actually had a group of employees come to me and ask if we could do this tournament as a fundraiser in her behalf, because she was having to travel daily back and forth up north. And, you know, commissioners at the time thought it was a great idea. And so we ran with it, and we had such great response from the community. And I actually have to give credit to TK from the golf course, because TK came up to me the day of that tournament and said, you know, it was amazing the turnout we had. And he said, you guys need to do this every year. And so that's how it started. And we have raised, I think, about $175,000 in the last 10 years, which is phenomenal for the amount for our community.
And this year, the event, it's going to be a lot of fun. Let's talk about the date of the event, and if people want to enter and play in this tournament, and it's a fun tournament, trust me, I've played in it a couple of times before. Let's get all the particulars out there. If somebody wants to play in this tournament, what do they need to do?
Okay, they need to, first of all, the date is June the 5th, and it's on Saturday. We will have a noon shotgun at the golf course, and then it will be followed with a dinner and concert at the event center. If they want to register for a team, which is $160 a team, that excludes green fees, they need to contact Kelly Payne at our office, and her number is 636-3708. They can buy dinner tickets and concert tickets separately. Not everyone is a golfer. We recognize that, so we want to reach out to the community. And those tickets are $30 a piece for adults, $15 for children. It's a very family-friendly event to attend. If somebody just wants to come to the concert, that's $20 adults and $5 for kids.
So you've got plenty of ways, and Kelly can take care of all of that for you,
she
correct?
She can, yes.
Okay, so if you want to be in the tournament, give Kelly a call. And if you just were interested in the dinner and the concert, or just the concert, Kelly will take care of those two. Don't call the country club.
No.
Don't call the pro shop. Call Kelly, and she'll get you taken care of on the list. Now, if you're not going to be able to play in the tournament or anything like that, but you still want to help out, are there different ways that people can donate to this?
Yes, there are. First of all, they could be a hole sponsor, and that's $150 and there's a sign on a hole. We take cash donations. We take any kind of prizes. We have a main prize drawing that we sell tickets for. And then the day of the tournament, we sell dollar tickets for prize drawing prizes. So, and those prizes you have to be present. I mean, you don't have to be present for it, but you have to be there the day of to buy the dollar tickets.
Okay. And once again, this is a great fundraiser. Everything is going towards the Domestic Violence Coalition of Carbon County. And you were saying that you have a board, and they all get together, and that's who they chose this year. Is that how that works?
Yes. Actually, they were our recipient from last year, but because of COVID, you know, things were put off. We normally take applications like the end of the year or the first of the year. And then once we have a deadline, once we receive those, the committee gets together and selects our recipient.
Okay. Rose, thank you so much. We're going to turn the time over to Casey. Casey, you attend all the meetings for the Domestic Violence Coalition of Carbon County, so we're going to get a little background on them from you.
So the Domestic Violence Coalition is a nonprofit organization, and their main charter is to help individuals who've been victims of abuse, whether that's sexual abuse or physical abuse. This is both for men and women, because it happens to both, mainly women, but there are some men that suffer from this as well. They take these funds and they support those victims. Sometimes it's with housing, sometimes food. They help them try and get employment. So oftentimes these victims have a spouse that's been the main provider of the home, and so they have to go out and learn how to get a job and be part of the workforce again. And oftentimes there's kids, so this is also to help support the kids. And sometimes it's just to give them a bus ticket to get out of the area to where some other family lives, and just to help these individuals in a very difficult circumstance.
So all the funds that are raised from this are going to go to them this year. That's what you guys decided that your excuse me, the charity that would benefit from this year would be. So once again, let's just kind of go through it one last time. June 5th, right?
Yes.
It is the 11th annual Carbon County Employees Fundraiser. Any questions that you have, I'm sure Kelly can handle those too, Rose, correct?
She can, or they can call me.
Okay.
At 636-3290.
And let's get out there. Let's have some fun. This has been a great event in the past. Plus, you get dinner, you get music, and Natural Causes is pretty good. I've seen them a few times. They're not too shabby.
They're a great band. They're fun.
Plus, you get to hassle Mark Clabell from Channel 2.
Exactly.
What more do you need? Rose, Casey, thank you so much for coming in this morning, and thanks for putting this all together. This is a great event. Get out and have some fun.
Thanks for having us.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.